This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Dumelo Musikare is going to join me on the line, and that is Secretary of the Sol Plaatje Community Forum. As we are building up to the 1st of November 2021, we are taking taking stock in different areas. We do know that, you know, Kimberley is a tightly contested space indeed. And there are, you know, different things we have seen, from protests, from calls for mayor to step down, dissatisfaction with service delivery, and so much more that, you know, we can talk about. But indeed, these are not our elections. They are people's elections. And that's why Dumelo will take us through as to what the temperature is like at the Sol Plaatje local municipality. Dumelo, a good morning to you.
Good morning, Lukona, and good morning to the listeners.
Thank you so much for making time this morning. Perhaps introduce us here at Power Talk to the Sol Plaatje Community Forum, how you were founded and what you stand for.
Good morning again. Well, the Sol Plaatje Community Forum was established in 2018 following protests for the price of electricity, where the municipality wanted to introduce a basic charge of 260 per month before you even get access to buying electricity. And we tried the route of in conversation with the municipality, or having the formal protocols followed, try and stop them to prevent the increase of electricity, but it failed.
Did I just lose Dumelo? Dumelo, let me send you back to Nyana. People of Power, you will forgive us. We are indeed bringing you Power Talk between 9 and 12 during the times of electricity blackout. Blame it on Eskom, because if we are trying to extend ourselves to people beyond where we are, we might not be load shedding, but elsewhere, somebody is definitely load shedding. And load shedding is simply a euphemism for power blackouts.
Power Talk on Power 98.7.
Indeed, we are. Dumelo Musikare is back with me, Secretary of the Sol Plaatje Community Forum. Dumelo, just after you had spoken how at challenging electricity hikes, but really didn't make an impact, I started losing you at that point in time.
Okay. Thank you for reconnecting.
Yeah. What do we say, Banyan? This is South Africa. Okay, Dumelo, you're back. Because I had lost you. And we just have to be patient with each other this morning. No, Dumelo, sending you back to Banyan in the booth. What was I still saying? This is South Africa, you know? Sata, as Lebza Lebogang Phukela would say. You must just expect Yeah, I think load shedding, power blackouts starting to hit at us. I was simply saying, Northern Cape is a very contested space for all intents and purposes. And, you know, that's why it was unsurprising the fact that all the leaders of the two top parties were in Northern Cape on the same day, because it is just one of those places where, you know, you just feel that there might be a swing at some point. There is a possible swing vote that we could see. So we are trying to get a hold of Dumelo Musikare once more, Secretary of the Sol Plaatje Community Forum. We will try and continue to be patient. Our country needs patience. Dumelo.
Look, Lukona, this is almost like the service delivery in our municipality.
I will blame it on your end that the municipality has rubbed off on you as a citizen, that even your gadgets can't hold up to their promise of a conversation. Dumelo, you are still taking us through, because I am interested to sort of say, you know, we can see a community forum coming up fighting on an issue that is very specific, whether it's service delivery, whether it's the rates, whether it's electricity, as you have alluded. it. But what has convinced you as a collective to say perhaps you need to just come out and stand up and contest about 28 wards of the 33 wards available at Sol Plaatje Municipality?
So there's a confusion in what has happened, and I think it was deliberate by one of the political parties that registered recently. The Sol Plaatje Community Forum was registered in 2018 for service delivery challenges, regardless who the council or which political party is in charge. It's meant to represent everyone in Sol Plaatje, meaning if you are EFF member or if you are whatever a political party, ANC or DA or IFP political party member, you should be represented by this forum. That
I hope Ibanya. Tana listen gono. Ayo. Tumelo, are you back?
Lukona.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So another political party then registered with a similar name to the Sol Plaatje Community Forum.
I see.
And that has caused a lot of
Banyan, try again. We've got 18 minutes to the hour 11. People of power, 0861-987-000. Perhaps where you are, it's not load shedding. You don't have a power blackout. Do dial me. What's happening in your community? How are you as community members taking a stand? I'm so interested in what Tumelo has to say, because it's a very, very important issue that some civic organizations remain rooted in their civic organization work. But where then there is political mischief, as he's alluding, that some people used a name that is similar to theirs to try and, to register, it may be that they're, riding on their popularity. So this is what we're going to talk to Tumelo. I'm informed that he's moving to the car. Kelvin had to move outside to where he was. These are the struggles. Hey, Mara, it's alive with possibilities. And this was a slogan said many years ago about South Africa. Tumelo, let's try once more time. You are taking us through some political mischief that may have happened, a political party registering in a similar name as to yours. Do you think that this was deliberate to try and create some confusion?
I'm not sure if it was, but it can be ruled out. The thing is, everyone, South Africa is a free country, and everyone has the rights and responsibility to do what's right. I believe all the political parties, hopefully, have the best interests of the community at heart, and whoever registered recently and those that have been there all supposedly have the best interests of the community at heart. I'm hoping that this wasn't done to trick the community in thinking that the forum that stands for everyone is now a political party that is registered for the elections, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And Tumela was saying it is so important for us to see civic organizations that remain rooted in communities and, as you say, doing the kind of accountability work that you are saying, irrespective of who is elected into council, you will continue to do that. How do you conduct your work in a way that, it doesn't seem as if you are being antagonistic to the, municipality or the people that are in power? Because in some instances we've picked up that, there quickly gets to be a breakdown of trust and a relationship in some instances where some people now have to come and build bridges. So how are you ensuring that you interface in a very constructive manner that is embraced as well by those who are in power, who must listen to the things that you have to share with them?
So the forum was established in 2018, and to have transparency, we've put everything on social media. Whenever there's communication with the municipality or government departments, we put the letters on Facebook, we share them on WhatsApp. We've got 5 WhatsApp groups. And then recently, through the intervention of business, there's 3 businesses that came on board and said,
as business, we are seeing, we're all pulling towards a better city or better Salt Lake. So we need to work with the community instead of saying, why are these people protesting and they affecting our businesses negatively? We are also residents in the city, so we need to work with the community. And through that, in August, we registered the Salt Lake Ratepayers Association, which is a ratepayers union. And the work that we are going to do with this is not to antagonize the municipality. Where they are wrong, they'll be told they are wrong. For example, the price of electricity still, since I think 2011, according to the research that we did, 2011, 2012 financial year, the prices have just been going up and it's been compounding. Mm. And they've made major mistakes. For example, now in this financial year, the previous financial year and this one, they've cited COVID as an excuse not to consult the residents and the businesses on the price increases. They've conducted a cost of supply study where they haven't even taken the company that was contracted for that. They didn't even consult with the businesses or the residents on how much it actually costs, if it's affordable. And what we've heard from the municipality or representative at the municipality is that NERSA did not approve this cost of supply study. So as the Salt Lake Community Forum, it's been difficult to take these matters on a legal basis because a lot of people do not have the funds to contribute. But business has come on board now, and we've established this new vehicle called SOPRU, which is not a political party, it's a ratepayers association, which will have funding, and we will be taking the municipality to court. Our aim actually is not to be antagonistic, like you said, because the people that are working at the municipality are residents of our city. The politicians who are making these decisions, bad or good, are residents of the city. And what we're trying to do is actually get fairness, regardless who's in charge. If you are whichever political party, if an independent candidate, the bottom line is it should make sense to live in the city. It should be affordable to live in the city, and there should be opportunities for all in the city.
Absolutely. And I'm wondering, you know, when we saw a lot of protests a few years back in Kimberley that prompted some people calling for the mayor then to resign. Of course, there were certain political interventions made. How do you rebuild as a community after such a tense moment that, you know, pits one part of the community against some, because some people would be wanting to move freely, but, you know, there are protests and people are trying to shut down to communicate their dissatisfaction with what is happening. What do you do as a community after such instances?
So it's been very difficult to pull back from that space that we're in. For that year, for 2018, the price of electricity went down. They took away the 260 basic charge. But then again, it deteriorated. 2019, they wanted to charge, I think, 232 cents per unit back then. And then we intervened without any protests. We went as a Salt Lake Community Forum. We went to them and had discussions with them and showed them that, but this is not affordable. And they changed the prices. They increased, but not at 232 cents per unit, but 166 cents per unit. And then in 2020, they didn't consult anyone, basically, because all they did was go on the newspaper and post exactly what they're going to be charging. 2021, it was the same thing. It's difficult because whenever you say there's a challenge, we have a problem of affordability, we have a problem of services not being rendered, the quickest way to discredit whoever says that is to say, but you are from whichever political party. You are actually against the mayor. You are actually against this council or whatever. And it like you said, it puts the community at different poles, where someone is saying, but I am a member of this political party. I hear what you're saying about the electricity, but this is my leader or my representative. And it has been very, very difficult. The only way we've been able to be honest and not bias and not show any political biasness is by being transparent. Whatever is said, whatever communication, if someone says, but I think you are from XY political party and you are representing, then they have to put it in the WhatsApp meetings that we've had. They have to put it in the Telegram meetings that we have on Facebook. And there you can't lie. It's all, everything is in writing, and there's voice notes, and it's possible to then say, but no, you are actually coming with a political agenda to something that does not involve or should not involve politics. It's the bottom line of you are paid to render a service. It should be rendered. Why are you not rendering it?
In fact, Tumelo, you are reminding me of something that we have discussed here on Power Talk ahead of these local government elections. The idea of public participation and the difficulty when it is just left to the municipalities to be the ones organizing these, you know, spaces for public participation, being the ones galvanizing communities, because one would imagine that they don't do as much as they should or as much as they can, because it might have certain effects. It seems as if you are almost closing that gap for public participation in terms of ensuring that people are well versed with the business of the municipality and what is happening. How do you mobilize people? Because some may say you are a counterforce, a counterproductive force to them. How do you ensure that you build and sustain your legitimacy within communities as you do this work?
Local radio stations have been a great assistance, and also being able to get people to talk. We've created about 66, there's 110 suburbs or areas within Salt Lake Municipality. We've created up till now 66 WhatsApp groups, and through those WhatsApp groups, the different, my neighbor is able to chat on that group and say, I have a challenge with the noise next door and it can be resolved, instead of complaining on Facebook and it's left there. So the communication aspect, being able to go on the radio, being able, even this platform right now, is helping to make sure that people do not poison good causes by bringing politics into it. So the WhatsApp groups are actually helping, because people are able to speak their mind and people are able to ask questions. How am I not registered on the Indigent Register if they're saying it's available for people who meet my criteria or who are in my space? Why am I, these questions are asked on the WhatsApp groups, and we're able to answer them. And when there's no answer, someone else is able to say, but this is what I heard. I went there and they told me this. So it's difficult for those who try and lie and spin stories and not share the correct information. What happens at these public participation meetings, unfortunately, is basic. It's not lip service. It's selling a lollipop to a child, and just when the budget is fully approved, they yank that lollipop out of the child's mouth, because the municipality does these public participation meetings, it's, we will be doing this. We will. They don't tell the people about, but we're doing this, but your price is going up, and they show the rosy side of everything. And through these years, I think since 2015, we've been able to make sure that the community understands the whole picture. It's not just, don't listen to just the promise. Listen to exactly how you should be participating to make sure that it happens, not just sit back and say they said they would do this.
Absolutely. I'm in conversation with Tumelo Musikare, Secretary of the Sol Plaatje Community Forum, all the way in Kimberley, as we move towards wrapping up. Tumelo, I'm aware that, you know, Northern Cape, Kimberley in particular, have been very tightly contested spaces politically, at least since 2009 national and provincial elections. And we saw, you know, the president was in the Northern Cape, the leader of the Democratic Alliance was in the Northern Cape. Other political parties are continuously deploying in the province to galvanize support. As a forum, I suppose you would not necessarily direct people as to who to vote for, as you are saying, but what is the message that you would say to political parties as they make these promises? What would you send to them as the key areas of focus that they must be paying attention to should they make it into office in the Sol Plaatje local municipality?
It's sad that all these leaders are coming now when there was no water and we called for them, nobody showed up. When we had the challenges that we had, no one showed up. The community and everyone that is going, I'm hoping as many people will go and vote, because you cannot not vote and then say, but these people are not doing this or these people are doing this to me. We need the community to vote so that whoever is elected into council is representative and understands that they are not councillors for council, but represent the people that voted for them and the ones that did not vote for them as well. Because in essence, regardless which political party is in council, they all are supposed to speak with one voice for the betterment of the city, for the economy of the city to be much better. We used to be known as a city of first. Now it's becoming a shadow of its past self. So the voting that is going to be happening on the 1st of November, with so many people seeing an opportunity because there's been bad service delivery or lack thereof, there's been a lot of challenges in the city. These people are seeing, oh, but these people are crying. They're coming at the end of it. They're coming where they can benefit. Where have they been throughout the years? Where were they when we had to burn down almost the city to get attention of the leaders? We need everyone that is standing for council, that's standing for to be a councillor, to be a mayor, to honestly be for the city. Stop making promises. Do not. I think because of this track record that we have, people are fully aware of what's happening, what can happen. And if someone comes with a false promise, they will be told off. So don't make promises. Deliver. If you really honestly want to be a leader in our council or in our municipality, if you don't win these elections, work these 5 years and surely people will vote for you in the next 5 years.
Indeed, and I just have a message here from Dineo on Twitter saying it's really wonderful to hear the great work that Tumelo is doing. I just want to urge him on to keep going, keep pushing for better services in our city. Well done to him and his team. And Tumelo, I mean, as you say, that used to be a beautiful city. People decry the fact that, you know, not much has been done to even rehabilitate the city with some of the opportunities that have been placed as ideas by some people on how it can, you know, continue to be a tourist destination, continue to rehabilitate certain parts of the city to bring it to life. It seems as if some people have just forgotten about the city.
We have not. The people who live here, who grew up here,
I love it.
We haven't, and we're trying very hard. It's difficult with politics involved.
Yes.
At this moment, the SOPRU, the Soplaiki Ratepayers Union, we're busy recruiting membership from households, but it's difficult to do so, and we've actually stopped. Because if you go into someone's home and say, join this association of households, which will make sure that services are rendered, everyone is thinking, no politics. That's why we've stopped until after the elections. So I'm pleading actually with everyone that's probably listening from Kimberley and from our province. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're whichever political party, you are a resident of your street. You are a resident of your municipality. You are a resident of our province. You are a resident of our country. The input that you make as a political person can either create a better city for your children, because we're getting older. We know what it used to look like. It must look better for the children. We can't be handing them something that's dilapidated, that doesn't have any opportunities, where they have to, when they finish with school, leave. They need to have a place, luckily with the Soplaiki University, it might be that, a place where people want to come here. And
yes,
it's not just the infrastructure, it's not just the place. The people of Kimberley are beautiful.
Okay.
The people of Kimberley are beautiful.
Tumelo, on that beautiful note, let's leave it there this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for this call.
Tumelo Musikare, Secretary of the Soplaiki Community Forum.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.